Right now, it is a pleasure to welcome back to the program the manager of the Angels and, of course, the American League's Manager of the Year. Mike Socha is back with us. Hey, Mike, how are you?
Good, Jeff. How you doing?
Hey, good. You know, my apologies. We've been trying to track you down after some of the moves that were made. I had no idea you were going to be on vacation this week, man. I'm sorry.
Yeah, this is like the 5 days where, you know, you're never away from it, but you try to get away as much as you can. So, you got to relax sometime, Jeff. And we're ready to get going, though.
Oh, absolutely. Well, again, thank you for giving us some time, especially during your vacation. I appreciate that. Like you said, really, there's especially at this point, really, there's no off season for you at all anymore, is there?
No, you know, but it does slow down quite a bit. I think, you know, the grind of the season is something that I think, if you're in coaching or a player, you absorb and you try to unwind in the off season. I think is, you know, there's certainly things, something to do every day, but it's obviously not as high stress as when you're going through a season. I really think Tony Rodriguez is a guy. You know, this guy does it every day, 24/7, and you know, he's really has that grind going in the off season. But it all works out together. I think everybody's got their role, and you have to stay on top of things for sure.
Yeah, a lot of late nights here for Tony. I've seen it firsthand. Absolutely.
Oh, you're not kidding.
Well, hey, you know, Mike, last year after the acquisition of Scott Kazmir, you made the comment that you thought you had probably the best rotation you've had since you've been here. I know you have Pinheiro now in place of Lackey, but, man, this group has to be right up there, I would think, right?
Well, I think last year, I think if you looked at experience, where guys were, where a guy like John Lackey was in his development, the potential of Scott Kazmir and had how he pitched in September for us, I think I think it was our best rotation we had, and I think this year's has the potential to pitch as well or even better than the five guys that we had in the rotation going into we made the turn to September last year. You have to project that a guy like Weave is still gonna make gains and get to be that number one quality pitcher that every staff looks for. A guy like Joe Saunders when he's healthy, we saw the way he pitched in September. Irvin Santana started to make the turn, but we really never saw the real Irvin Santana last season. So we're looking forward to seeing him return to the form that he showed in 08. And when you combine those two guys with Kazmir and Pinheiro, and Scott Kazmir has as much upside as anybody in our league if he can get back even to close to where he was a couple years ago, which I think he showed in September. So I don't think there's any doubt the potential's there. Going out, between potential and going out there and doing it is obviously sometimes a tough gap tough bridge to gap, but I think these guys have the potential to do it. If they pitch anywhere near some of those guys the way they did in September, we're going to be good.
And, Mike, I've heard Scott Kazmir has been working out really, really hard. Have you heard that as well?
Yeah, he has. I think Scott, he's in great shape. His arm really felt good at the end of last year. I think he's a little bit disappointed at the way he performed in the playoffs. But all in all, he's a guy that has the potential to be not only a number one but an all-star caliber pitcher, and that's what we're looking for.
And you know, Mike, with all the talk about a number one or who's going to be that number one guy, I'm kind of hoping that this group of five, which are all fantastic, I mean, you're going to have a great chance to win every night. I'm kind of hoping that they'll maybe kind of get together privately and say, hey, you know, they think we don't have a number one, or they're wondering who the number one is. You know, we'll show what we can do. You know, something like
that. Yeah, I agree with you. And I don't even really like to put numbers on starting pitchers. You know, Jeff, you have to – the most important game you're playing is the one that's on that night. And you have to go out there and have a chance to win every night if you're going to reach your goal. All these guys are going to give us a chance to win when they're on. We know that. That's really important to us. As you move forward into hopefully postseason, the pitcher that can go out there and beat a good lineup on the road and give you a chance to win is, I think, how you define a number one. We've had guys that have done that periodically. You know, Joe Saunders did it last year. Obviously John Lackey's moved on, but he had done it before for us. Jared Weaver is, I think, on the verge of being able to do that. Irvin Santana has the stuff to be so, and Scott Kazmir has done it in his career in the playoffs. So, the potential's there. I really am excited about how our starting rotation is going to line up, And I think it's probably one of the biggest things that have fueled our success in recent seasons, and hopefully it's going to in 2010 also.
Hey, Mike, one last rotation question. With Pinero specifically, he, as you know, really turned a corner with Dave Duncan in St. Louis, using and trusting, as he put it, his sinker. You know, from what you could tell or what you can tell, will that allow him success with you guys in a tougher American League?
Well, I think, you know, Joel is a pitcher that's kind of evolving, and we saw him in Seattle when he was young, and he had one of the best fastball breaking ball combinations in the game. You know, he kind of made some progress, took some steps backwards, is kind of found more tools to put into his toolbox and get hitters out. And he always had a two-seamer. Now he's really developed into a good sinker. He spins the ball very well. I think he had a breakthrough season last year in understanding what he can do and how the pitcher he can be. Now he still has to find balance. You know, it's not as easy as going out there and just burying the sinker and expect him to get results. He has to pitch, and he has the ability to pitch. But it's not a bad combination when you can sink the ball the way he can and spin the ball to start with those dynamics and then move on. So he's, I think that he's for real, and I think he's going to be a big lift to our rotation this year.
Angels manager Mike Socia with us here on AM 830 KLAA. Mike, in addition to signing Joel Pinero last week, you traded Gary Matthews Jr. to the Mets for reliever Brian Stokes. Not that you would care, but I actually have a couple friends that are really diehard Mets fans, a couple from New York. They like the guy. I mean, they really felt good when he came into games, for whatever that's worth. But with Gary, you know, from the outside, not a secret that he wanted to be a starter, not a secret after the season he wanted to move on. Was there any problems with you in the clubhouse as far as you were concerned on that front?
Absolutely not. I don't know where this stuff comes up, but you know, I don't think there was a guy that we communicated better with than Gary, and he was very upfront about what he thought his playing time should be and what he could do if he was out there every day. We obviously had a look as a team in a whole and felt much more comfortable with obviously giving Juan the at-bats, and Juan had a terrific year for us last year. But Gary handled it professionally. He came and worked hard every day, was ready when Torrey went down. He actually played at a very high level for us when he was playing every day. Gary has more talent in him than he's shown with us. We know that. You know, our needs to try to get depth in our bullpen, and really being able to have the depth in a reserve outfielder that was a reserve outfielder for us in Gary Matthews made this trade natural for us and the Mets. And I think that we're very excited about Brian Stokes' arm. This guy has a power arm. He's going to be anywhere from 94, 96. Spins the ball well, good changeup. So, we're excited to see that depth merge in our bullpen. I don't think it's any secret that for the lion's share of last season, we did not pitch to the level that we were going to need to pitch this next year. Our offense carried us for a lot of last season, and I think that with Pinero and with a guy like Stokes, with the depth we're going to have in our pitching staff, we're going to be better.
Yeah, Mike, we talked about the rotation, but is it safe to say at this point that this is one of the deeper bullpens you've had?
Yeah, I think so. With Rodney coming on board and giving us some back end help, Scott Shields coming back, and I don't think people realize, how much Scott means to a bullpen until he's gone, and we certainly saw it last year. So I think that our bullpen is going to be, be able to close out games, be able to hold leads, and we expect Brian Fuentes to hopefully be a little crisper. He never really had his great stuff last year at any time. He still managed to get it done, but hopefully he's going to show a little more this spring and be a little bit better with his stuff. His stuff, or I should say, his stuff emerged a little better as it was towards the end of 08 when he was throwing the ball harder and had better location. He's going to be able to close out the games in the back end again, much like he did last year.
Yeah, I think there's going to be a lot of energy in that group, Mike. Seriously, I think that's going to be. Be a lot of fun.
Well, I don't know if energy is really what you're looking for. It's always nice to have, but I think these guys all have the ability to slow the game down, and I think that's really important for a guy that's going to get those the focus on those those highly visible outs at the end of the game where whatever you do is going to be magnified. These guys have that ability. Rodney, Shields, and Fuentes have that ability to slow it down, make pitches, and give themselves the best chance to win.